So I'm having one of those moments right now where I'm genuinely not sure if I want to scream, cry, like crawl up into a ball and never come out, throw up. And no, that's not because I was forced unwillingly to watch hours on end of late night TV against my will. Wink, wink. It's because, in all seriousness, I've just been processing everything going on right now, all the viral stories around the anti-Israel protests amidst the Israel-Hamas war. Right now, college campuses are yet again the sole focus and the hotbed. And, I'm taking things in a little bit of a different approach today. Obviously, you can hear my voice. I feel absolutely sickened by this. It feels like October 7th all over again, which I don't know why I'm surprised because it's not going anywhere. It hasn't apparently gone anywhere for thousands of years. But I'm going to do things a little bit differently today because I want to be fully transparent, keeping it 100. Before I even hopped on to start shooting this episode, I just sat here and sat, like I kept hesitating to even hit the record start button because there's just so much to this. I don't know if I'm going to even be able to get to it all, but I'm going to try. So I apologize in advance if it feels like a little disjointed or even repetitive. I'm just trying to process it all, like I said, and communicate everything to you. And the reason that I say I am approaching this in a different way today is because, look, again, in the spirit of transparency, as we do here, I'm taking all of this. I have a super emotional stake in this, right? As a Jewish woman, as a human being, just processing all of this. But I don't want this episode to be about the rampant anti-Semitism that has just cracked open, and that is literally like the mind virus cancer of America and apparently the world that we're seeing. It's like the hippest, coolest, chicest thing since sliced white bread. Like, I don't even know if I could say that because, like, again, is white bread like insinuating white supremacy? Which I don't know because that would be punished and reprimanded. But this all flies. I mean, damn, it feels good to be an anti-Semite in 2024. Am I right? Like, you're praised by the media, you're praised by your professors, you're allowed to run with rampant anarchy and assault people and get away with it. I mean, damn. Like, I used to think in my next life I wanted to come back as Hunter Biden because, like, just getting away with shit left, right, and sideways. And I gotta say, these people giving him a run for his money. So I think I just actually, case in point, did and said what I was going to set out to do here, which is just give you a little bit of a rant to let my emotions out, so to speak, before I get to a really kind of rational, common sense look at all of this. That I don't care who you are, how you identify, this, that, or the other thing, what walk of life you come from. I don't care if you identify as Barney or a unicorn or a fucking plant, okay? These ideas that are so bulletproof and again, so common sense and hard to argue that I really want to communicate to you with my emotions being taken out of it because right now everybody is fueled up by emotions, whether or not they have a personal stake in this. You're the name calling and the this and the that, or in the case of, utopia that is Columbia, again, like, knocking someone's eye out and just happily going about your day and like probably going to get, a happy meal after that. So I want to get all this out of the way first, because like I said, this is not to an episode about the accepted Jew hate that we're seeing across the country and quite frankly, across the globe, so much so that it has this Barbie, which rarely happens, tongue twisted and at a loss for words. But crazy enough, again, none of this comes to any surprise because the October 7th assault, the deadliest day for Jews in history since the Holocaust, took place on a Jewish holiday. And what do we have now? But it's Passover. And for those of you who don't know, Passover ironically celebrates the liberation of Jews when they were enslaved by biblical Egypt. So the crazy thing that we're seeing now with Jewish students on campus, which should be a safe haven, which they paid an arm and leg and elbow to go to these schools for their college educations, can no longer feel safe. I know Jews like myself, I feel scared. And that's not to play, you know, victim or woe is me. Like, it's out there, scared to go to temple, wear a Star of David. You know, we saw stories over the holidays of menorahs in windows and all these things. Like, it seems like we're enslaved in a whole new way now. And I'm just going to get this all out. I think I already did a little bit, but again, just to get it out now, just the utter, like, my stomach is absolutely sick over the utter, the hate, the evil, the violence, the bigotry, and on top of it, the blatant hypocrisy, the ignorance, and the double standards. And so excuse, and part of my, you know, I tried to be a lady today, you know, like I have my little turtleneck on and all this, trying to be, you know, Barbara Walters in this bitch, but it's absolutely fucking disgusting. And these people should 100% be ashamed. I'm talking about, this isn't just a spotlight on college campuses right now, because obviously they all need fucking lobotomies and their brains have been rotted, but this is on a global level. We're seeing this in huge metropolitan cities across the world. But while we're focusing on our own country, I'm talking about even Hollywood culture. I'm talking about people in our own Congress who represent us in our free country. I'm talking about, obviously, on college campuses, like I said, celebrities, even corporations, like the blatant hate and vile sentiments. And like I said, double standard is, I'm literally ill right now. I'm literally actually fucking sick. And I just want everybody, like, before I dive into this more, to stop and think about this, because I'm not exaggerating right now. Like, we know, I love a dramatic moment here. I love a hyperbolic moment, but this ain't that. Like, bitch, I mean business. I'm being serious. Like, imagine if you're a Black person listening to this show and you're seeing people out on the streets, KKK members, cheering and screaming for lynching of all Blacks. It's the only solution. Take them all out. How you, not that, not only that would, it would be hesitant to condemn it or justify it or this, that, but it was fucking celebrated in droves. How would you feel right now? Because that is literally what is happening. If you're a gay person, same thing. If students, not even America's brainwashed, sick, ignorant youth, but adult people, not just adult people in our politics, in our government, in our Congress, in our corporations, these celebrities that you look up to, we're refusing to condemn people out in the streets wanting you to all be dead in the name of homosexuality, how would you feel right now? This is fucking personal. This is literally fucking personal. Even Latina, any marginalized group, trans, people out here openly cheering, assaulting other people of your kind, cheering for you to be wiped out, dead, killed. How would you literally fucking feel right now? And again, I'm not exaggerating, because this is real. So with that being said, I want you all to think about that off of the bat. And I also want to say that where I'm taking all of this in the end, number one, like I said, I'm not just making this about anti-Semitism we're seeing, but you also can't label me as a pro-Israel extremist, right-wing, blah, 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 Islamophobe, yada, yada. Because I'm actually going somewhere else with this that I actually think a lot of pro-Israel activists would disagree with. So you tried, bitch. You messed with the fucking wrong one, okay? You messed with the wrong one. So I actually feel like that was, like, pretty tame, because you should see me behind the scenes and what I have to say. But, you know, I'm trying not to be off my rocker, you know, like the rest of these loonies out here on the internet. So the first thing that I want to address here is the obvious blatant double standard. And I think that this is something that needs to sink into people's fat, thick heads, is that Racism is racism, period. Racism is racism. You don't get to pick and choose what happens to be racism today. So the reason that this is hitting people and striking such a nerve, and Jews in particular, is because we have seen such a civil rights, social justice, and again, many of these rights completely valid and a case to be made for many of them. Some of them, which is why this is striking a nerve, are completely ridiculous and outrageous. But we've seen this reckoning in the last, you know, decade or so, right? To such severe punishments and degrees, if stepping out of line at all. If this were anything else, again, Asian, Latino, immigrant, Black, there would not be so much as a grasshopper on the Columbia campus hopping about and spewing any of this, okay, for 5 seconds. But the fact that this has gone so unchecked and running rampant is what is the complete double standard in this scenario. And let's take a look at college campuses, okay? Again, these are the same people who have, right now the focus, it used to be UPenn, it's another one every other day. Right now the focus is really on Columbia, and a subset is also on Yale. But these, again, are the same kind of, quote, progressive schools who have annihilated and publicly condemned professors who maybe said something that sounded like a slur, or maybe said, here's how to deal with offensive or insensitive Halloween costumes. I'm not kidding. The people who are threatened because of actual imminent violence overusing the wrong pronoun for somebody, as if that constitutes harassment or bathroom discrimination. Don't even get me started on what verbiage and actually what words. We want to talk about 1984 and the thought police have been banned, but I'm not even going to go down that path, have been banned from these schools. So this is what is the double standard, is that these are the same people we're talking about. Now, and I'm going to get to this in the end. If we're talking about people who say, you know what, free speech, all is fair in love and free speech or whatever the fuck it is. If they were to say, you know what, free speech is free speech and we let it in every sector, then fine. But this is a far cry from that. So why is it when it comes to crucifying Jews, is it just gone unchecked? So when it comes to, you know, they, again, like they have such a hard time, and this is what's frightening. They have such a hard time distinguishing and outright condemning with any counter speech, any of this activity. So in the case of Columbia, it's gotten so bad where there's literally with all of these, you know, and this is not peaceful protesting, right? And this is where the media is absolutely shameful and disgusting. And I'm going to get to that in a second. But this is more than just, quote, peaceful protesting. Again, this is literally a mostly peaceful protest moment. I'm going to get to that, like I said. But you have Columbia, like I said, which this has literally just run rampant, right? On the surface, you have outright discrimination in 2024. You have an Israeli Jewish professor who has a video scanning his card, and he's a professor at the college, and he's literally banned from going into the college because of his views and is barely given any reason as to why, right? Peacefully protesting. And also, do you notice that weird how when you see the Jews, you know, standing up to not being bullied and antagonized, it's like peaceful, it's singing, and it's not, you know, actually assaulting people with violence, burning shit down and screaming obscenities. But then you have professors who are, quote, pro-Palestine, so to speak. We're going to get to all that as well. And they can get on a campus just fine. What are you actually even saying? When we get into the nitty gritty, I even read a story about a Jewish student who obviously looked visibly Jewish, who's barricaded by protesters, who I really should call anarchists, barricaded off, harassed, intimidated, their Israeli American flag taken from them, attempted to get burned. They take it back. The student takes it back. They're literally assaulted by these people. But what's even worse is in all of these scenarios, there's another one I'm going to detail at Yale. The police barely can, won't do anything if they're even present, right? Now they've come in and this has become a whole other run of like fake news, fucking nonsense of how the police are handling this. But we've heard stories at Columbia, at Yale, at these universities where there are no, in the case of Columbia, for a while, there were no NYPD officers on campus because the administrators had to okay it and they didn't. So obviously, these students aren't feeling safe because the campus security isn't doing anything. If police are called in, they're saying, A, we can't really do anything. If we're even called in, which we haven't been in B, there's like five of us to hold down like 500 people. So you might as well just go and fuck yourself even more, right? This got so bad to where a rabbi, an Orthodox rabbi on the Columbia campus, had to tell the Jewish students in light of Passover that basically stay home and it's not safe for you. You should, no. Actually, you should stay home. You, that's okay. Again, imagine this for any other group. Imagine at any other event or campus or organization telling a group of Asians, you know what, you should probably stay safe. It's what's better for you. We're just gonna let these people roam free and do what they do because it's the purge. So you stay home. Again, where is this? But again, nobody's calling this out as this is just downright not fucking okay. And again, these students, which is a hogwash hoax in and of itself, are spending this much money. Can you imagine how they feel? And they'll be in student debt for God knows how long to get an education at these disgusting, corrupt places. And they can't even feel safe. This isn't theoretical. They are literally assaulted, and the perpetrators are, they have their faces covered, no accountability to be had, are not held accountable. This is not hypothetical. This is real. So, in terms of Yale, there was a story of a woman, a young woman, who was stabbed in the eye. And again, same thing. Their assaulter just went on their merry way, and that's okay. They can get away with it, you know, just like you can get away with burning cities to the ground because it's mostly peaceful, right, guys? Like, where is the common sense to be had here? And I just want to explain to you some of the things that are being said at places like Columbia and at places like Harvard, and how absolutely fucking vile and repugnant this is, okay? Saying things like, we love you, Hamas. We are Hamas. Or there is only one solution, i.e., killing all of the Jews is their solution. Saying things like, every day will be October 7th. There will be 1,000 October 7ths. Again, I'm not making this up. This is all documented, and it's gone so far. Think of how evil this is. In the center of Yale's campus, there's a plaza. I believe it's one dedicated to World War II, of all things. And they had a shrine for one of the leading terrorists where they could give, where they were literally putting flowers. This was somebody so evil that they, oh, God knows what else they did, okay? But they kidnapped, mutilated, and murdered a 19-year-old Israeli girl. And these students are giving flowers to this deranged individual in their honor. Like, when does right become right and wrong become wrong? Again, just imagine that. Imagine even a slice of that against any other group. These are, again, the same people who would be outraged that a fucking sandwich in the school cafeteria was culturally appropriated because it wasn't made the right way. But this is okay. And even in Columbia, you have the faculty stepping out and protesting to protect these people. Like, this is how far deep it goes. That is how upside down and sick of a world that we are in. There is no moral compass. There is no right and right and wrong is wrong. And I know that this parallel is made often, but I can't help but bring it back because we just saw it in 2020. I can't help but bring it back to the complete unraveling that we saw with George Floyd and BLM. Again, just imagine, okay, like with that, and I know, like, I even had Nick Hamilton on my show, right, to talk about this. And I totally understand. I totally understand. Maybe it's like, it's not even George, and I've said before, George Floyd was wrongly killed. The video made me sick to my stomach. That was hate and evil, and that was not okay. You know, I'm not one of those, like, again, extremists like a Candace Owens who is like, oh, well, he's a career criminal and too bad, blah, 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 blah. Again, do I think we need statues for the guy? Absolutely not. But I can understand how it wasn't necessarily George Floyd, but what George Floyd represented and Black people feeling scared and frustrated and, you know, hopeless about police and policing and police brutality and what that represents. Totally understand that. Think about what October 7th represents for Jews, with elderly, with babies, toddlers, women mutilated, burned alive, raped. And with BLM, we saw, even from these universities, immediate condemnation statements. We saw DEI implemented. We saw cities burned to the ground. We saw all of these corporations making statements. We saw universities, corporations implementing things like courses on white fragility and this, this, and the other thing. And what do we see now? But we see the exact opposite. Not only do we see lack of condemnation, we see celebration. And so I ask you to think, imagine how it would feel if, when George Floyd was killed in broad daylight, in an unwarranted way, and people in droves across the world flooded to the streets, celebrating and cheering it and saying, kill them all, lynch them all, take them all out from this coast to this coast, from the river to the sea. Could you imagine? No, you can't, because that would never, ever happen. But just imagine the lack of humanity in that. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, this little river to the sea chant, what does that mean? From the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, Palestine will be free. That is what Israel is. What they're saying is they will be free of the Jews. They are saying kill and exterminate and destroy the Jews. And again, this is why it went viral with the UPenn president. Could you imagine when they were in Congress testifying, is this against your code of conduct calling for the genocide of Jews? Could you imagine if it were anti any other group? Vulnerable, again, Asians, Blacks. I keep repeating this because it needs to be said. It's become so buzzy now, you really need to sink in. You really need to let it sink in. Imagine if they sat there going, oh, it's context dependent. It's context dependent for KKK Nazis to be waving their flags in the streets, these white nationalists saying death to them all, kill them all. It's context dependent, really. It's just, oh, now it's free speech. That's how it feels. It's not only how it feels, it's what it is. You know, it's like taking the real world, stop being polite and start being real. Like the real world taking it to the nth degree. Well, I guess fucking so. Like humanity, who would have thought MTV was on to something with reality TV those days? Like humanity really showing its true colors. But the part that really makes me so sick about this is how now it's been twisted to where it's like, you can't, God forbid, like, it's so hard. It's so hard to be a Jew hater, guys. It's so hard. It's so hard to be. If you Google Hollywood, Israel, Hamas, all of the articles, I swear to God, are about Hollywood actors speaking out about how it just is so hard. It's so hard for them to come out and speak out against Israel. It's just, it is so hard, isn't it? It's like, gee, I guess the megaphone store ran out today to declare from the river to the sea. I mean, it's just so hard for you. It really is. Or, you know, it's become this thing now, right? That it's like, God, you can't say anything about the Jews. And people equivocate it. Again, I heard Candace Owens say this once, how it feels a lot like if you were critical at all of Black people, it's racist. You can't say anything about Black people. And she's like, I feel like this now. If you say anything about Israel, if you feel anything about whatever, about Jews, if you can't say anything about the Jews, because it'll be anti-Semitic. And I'm over here going, really? Because have you seen anything that anyone on the squad has said or any of these college presidents? Okay, then. I rest my case. They've twisted it now to where they've villainized police. So the police who have stepped in, like Ilhan Omar's daughter, who doesn't even go to Columbia, but was protesting there. And by the way, while we get to the media portion of this, had a glowing review, a quote, pro-Palestinian glowing review after being arrested in Teen Vogue. By the way, go check out that author's profile and it will all make sense. Trust me. But they now have like victimized. It's like, oh, 150 arrests. And we were just trying to do this and it was peaceful. And the mean police came in and did this. It's like, okay, again, where is the focus on, it's like, you're a victim now? You're a victim. Like, that's how gaslighty and insane all of this is. No emphasis on people being actually assaulted, but the people claiming for outright genocide and their or trespassing or whatever it is, you know, property or all of these things of conduct, and they're punished. It's somehow the police are mean and they're stepping on our free speech and our rights. It's like, that's how they've twisted this. And it's just all, it's just so hateful. It just seems all so counterintuitive, which I'm also going to get to, of what they're allegedly protesting against and for, which is harmony and peace, but I guess not. And a perfect example of this before I go out of this, button out of this, is Gigi Hadid's dad. We talk about Hollywood, right? And he's been exposed for sending a Black gay congressman, really, who's been in support of Israel, such racist and homophobic messages, saying that the rats in New York have more brains than him and that he can go be a bouncer at a gay club. Like, this just encapsulates the evil in their heart. That is not civil. That is not sensical. That is agreed upon and accepted. And it's really just, it's absolutely just so sick. So when we get to the media, off the bat, again, like earlier, I'm going to acknowledge, right? Because I don't want to dwell on this. We know that the media is going to do what it does. Again, this is a mostly peaceful protest moment. They're disgusting. They're going to do what they do. I don't even want to give them the attention in that way because we already know they're going to slant everything and skew it, right? But the Teen Vogue profile is a great example. And another example before I get into this is Jake Tapper, who had Robert Kraft on. So Robert Kraft, okay, despite his like little happy ending controversy, is not having a happy ending with this because he is the owner of the New England Patriots. And he's a Columbia alum, and he created an awareness for anti-Semitism organization 4 years ago. So Jake Tapper has him on CNN. And he's talking about how disgusted he is. He wants to pull funding from Columbia, all this. And the thing that makes me so mad is watching Jake Tapper go, okay, so what would you, like, if you're so mad at these protesters, what would you then say to the Israelis in Israel who are against the Israeli government? Like, what would you say to them? And the thing that infuriates the shit out of me about all of this, and this is what they all do, CNN, Axios, the Teen Vogue, even the entertainments like Variety, yet again, demonize Israel. Why aren't we focusing on the terrorists? Like, I'll say it again. Why aren't we focusing on the intolerant, authoritarian, brutal, sadistic terrorists? I'm just wondering, where is the focus? Same thing to Candace Owens from my last episode. Oh, we want to rail in on Israel. This is, I said before, you can be critical of Israel. And guess what? You can be critical of Israel in Israel because they're the only democratic state in the Middle East with Western values, you assholes, which I'm going to get to as well when it comes to censorship. But that is what drives me crazy. And this is where it gets really 1984, is the way, the danger in making all of this, quote, pro-Palestine. You read all the headlines, even the captions, right? You have photos capturing all of this. I saw a post in Axios, which I eloquently commented on before this. Even like rhetoric from AOC, right? But we're talking about the media here, how they'll write all of this off as pro-Palestine and the crisis in Gaza and, you know, humanitarian aid in Gaza. And again, this episode isn't going to go into the weeds and the depths of how Hamas has a chokehold, has held humanitarian aid, who uses their own people as human shields, who don't give a shit, who are building a radical Islamic jihad with the help of Iran, of Hezbollah, of the Houthi. Is that, what is this really pro for? And this is something that I really want to hone in on, and I have seen really nobody talk about this, okay? This is no longer a pro-Palestinians, okay? This is no longer, this isn't even about Palestinians anymore. Because if you're listening to these anarchist protesters, they're theoretically going out here. And if they want to peacefully protest against what's happening and against Israel's retaliation and for the liberation of innocent Palestinians who have not been brainwashed by terrorists and who have not made it their life mission to annihilate the Jews, right? In step with all this. This isn't that. This is no longer, this isn't even about them. This is sadly not even about innocent Palestinian life, which again, there is an absolute case to be made for that. But when you're saying things like, we love you, Hamas, we're for your rockets on innocent civilians, there's only one solution, there's only one way, burn Tel Aviv down, fuck Israel, Israel's a bitch, every Jew should die, basically, what part of that is pro-Palestinian? And that's what people are missing. So when you have news outlets say things like, oh, these pro-Palestinian students are arrested, that doesn't feel accurate. They're lying to you. And that's what's really dangerous. And that's what's really 1984 about it, because subtly it's saying that Jew hate and wanting Jews to be dead is really just pro-Palestinians. This is why Holocaust survivors and people who've been around who probably never thought they'd see the day to see this shit again are like, this looks all too familiar. Like as Taylor Swift would say, I know this all too well. Because do you think in Nazi Germany, they were like, Jews are bad. They tried to hide what they were doing. It wasn't Jews are bad, let's kill the Jews. It was pro-Germany. And that's what's happening all over again. Think about again, if we saw this with another group, how the media would react, right? Think about if you had KKK members on the street saying, kill them, ethnic cleanse, kill all of them. It's the only way, only one solution, by any means necessary. The media would write it off as pro-white nationalists. It's just a pro-white nationalist protest. What can I say? And they're, by golly, they're getting arrested out there. Unjustly, if I say. Or think about, this is another really hot button topic right now with immigration. So if people are out there with actual phobic, whatever you want to call it, xenophobic antics about any kind of immigrant coming over to this country, what would they write that off as? Oh, it's just a pro-America protest. They would never, or anti-trans, kill all the trans. Would it be, oh, it's just a pro-normative cis protest? Because really, they're all saying the same thing. It's not pro this life. It's kill this life. That's what they are saying. If they were out there, kill all the gays, kill them all, every last one, by any means necessary, would the media go, oh, just a pro-homosexual protest? And why on earth are they being reprimanded and held accountable, arrested? I mean, the nerve. That's what is happening here. And that would never happen. And you know it, and I know it. Even the way that they, like, in light of this, right? Again, this isn't freeing or liberating Palestinians, which I'm going to get to, I promise. I know I'm all about these footnotes today. This is exterminate Jews, exterminate Israel, exterminate Israelis, even death to America, okay, that we have here. Again, this is extreme and radical. And pay attention when it's written off in every news article you've ever seen, every chyron, this, that, post, as pro-Palestine. Sadly, they're the pawns in this, and they aren't getting anything from this. But the way that they write it off, I saw this in multiple articles, buried, by the way, in the bottom of the article as some Jews feel unsafe. Some Jews, again, downplaying some Jews feel unsafe, to where some were literally physically assaulted. The police didn't do anything, nor could they. And they had to take an ambulance and get medical aid and told to stay home because they're not safe, because they'll be barricaded, because they'll be blocked off, because they'll be harassed, assaulted, violated against, actual violence, that some feel unsafe. Again, this would never go another way. That would be like during everything, the uprising with BLM, some Black people may feel unsafe. The way they painted it, every Black person felt unsafe. And I'm not even saying they shouldn't have. They made it then as everybody feels unsafe and we need to pay attention to this and we need to crack down and punish. No, but with this, it's always brush under the rug. It's not even equivocated at this point. It's always justified. It's buried at the end of the story, and it's only some Jews feel unsafe. I want to take a minute to talk about what they are allegedly, again, protesting for, which is liberation. And I don't know about you, but I've noticed, like, in and of itself, this is just absurd to me and so ironic, so ignorant, and just so hypocritical. Like, the only thing I can blame it on besides evil hate is sheer idiocy and ignorance, right? Because again, you have these people who are so hell-bent on what they, and this isn't even historically fucking accurate, but hell-bent on occupied settler land of Gaza and freeing Palestinians, right? We even saw, which we never saw in history, because Iran has always used different proxies to attack the Jews, right? Again, Hezbollah in Syria, the Houthi in Yemen, what have you, Hamas, funding Hamas, which thank you, Biden, for the multi-billion paycheck, like Christmas came early, Kris Kringle's little gift to Hamas, but actually Hamas doesn't even recognize Kris Kringle, but riddle me that, by funding Iran, who funds Hamas. So love that for us. But when Iran, in an unprecedented move, sent hundreds of rockets onto innocent Israeli civilians, what happened? But you have these same protesters and quote freedom fighters saying, hands off Iran, death to Israel, death to America. So I just want to take a second again, because I would love for these people, I would love for Ilhan Omar's daughter and her friends and any of these people at any of these universities or people at the said protests I was just talking, or said gathering I was just talking about, why go over to a place run by said extremists and radicalists? Why don't you, let me know how to go? Why don't you go in Iran and try, as a woman, show somewhat of a shoulder or a pinky finger and speak up about anything? Let me know how that goes for you when you're getting executed, how your freedoms are going there. Or as, again, a trans or gay person, let me know. Are you gonna go and get pedicures with Hamas? Send me a fucking postcard. Let me know how that goes. I don't know that they realize that they are in support of the most brutal authoritarian regimes, oppressive, sick. Do they know what happens to women in Iran by the morality police who aren't dressed the right way? Do they know that they're raped, killed? Do they know that Iran can shut off their means to communication with WhatsApp and Instagram in the blink of an eye? That they can't even get an education? That they can't even go out in public without being chaperoned by a man? Weird. And guess what? Don't think they won't come for you fucking next. And that's what the sick part. You want to chant all day death to America and Israel, by the way? In Israel, a place where you do have free speech, where you can live freely and celebrate democracy as any kind of minority, gay, trans, black, Arab, what have you. So what happens when these, again, Islamic jihads take over? What happens when they infiltrate the US and you're next? You think they're going to be so kind to you, braiding your hair? You don't realize that in their charter, they want to wipe out anybody who isn't them? So that in and of itself is what drives me absolutely insane. And that's why when I see pundits like the Candace Owens and the Tucker Carlson, again, putting so much focus, again, you can be critical of Israel by all means, but not taking one look. Again, let's look at the terrorists. Where is the energy? When y'all are all about free speech, free expression, this is my hill to die on. Yeah. Let me know how that goes for you over there. Like I said, I'll be waiting. I'll be happily waiting for my postcard from you. Like, you think you'd have an ounce of that there? Beyond ignorant. So the last thing with all of that being said that I want to say about all this is censorship. And this is where a lot of pro-Israel activists and advocates would disagree with me. And that's okay. And this is where I veer from them on that. Like I said earlier, racism is racism. And our society is plagued by cherry picking which ones are okay. This one happens to be okay. But anything, any kind of bigotry against any other group, you would dare not even mutter the word because you know what those repercussions would be. Racism is racism. And you know what else? Free speech is free speech. So you can't cherry pick. And that's the problem I have with Hollywood, with corporations, with the media. Don't even get me started on them. Again, brainless degenerates on college campuses. This is the problem, is again, they are so swift, Taylor's version, if you will, to punish even the most non-common sense, anything from perhaps what should be to the most, this is why it's gotten so loony, to the most not common sense, stretch, reach, hyperbolic forms of speech to punish that. Fire people, cancel people, humiliate people, ruin their reputation, their career. But again, this is let to be run rampant for days on end to the point of actual physical assault that goes unpunished. That is the hypocrisy. And so when I say free speech is free speech, I mean it. I don't want to be sheltered. I don't want to be shielded. I said it in my last episode. But if these, this is why it was so insane and mind-blowing when these college presidents testifying had such a hard time deciding what's against their code of conduct and not. You better be about it or not be about it. You better be about racism is bad, period, or it's not. Let it be a free-for-all. Who cares? I'm a racist. Okay, then it's okay for you against any group then, by that matter, by that logic. Same thing with free speech. If you're going to be about it, then be about it, okay? So these protests or whatever that we're seeing against Jews, against Israel, against Israelis, well, if you're all about free speech, like you say you are in Congress, it shouldn't be that complicated. It shouldn't be that hard to decide. So then let's see it when it comes to anti-gay, trans, women, Black people, Asians, Latinos. It's free speech, isn't it? If you're about it, then let's see it. And I'm not being facetious here. I'm a free speech advocate through and through. Because how do we counter it? But with more speech, which these people are in powerful leadership positions are failing to do. And that's what drives people like me with a working brain insane. Because all of these other actions, saying a Halloween costume maybe shouldn't be offensive, saying a sandwich, whatever the fuck it is punished. But this now suddenly out of thin air, poof, there you have it. Like a magician, now suddenly it's free speech, guys. So it's okay, they're allowed. Have it, you're all about equality. Let's see it then. Equal, let's hear it out. Let's hear it all out. Let's see all these groups out in the open, air it out. Have it equal across the board. And it's like, you know what? You want free speech? Guess what? You got it. So then let's hear it from everybody. And the reason that I don't, you know, I even disagree because now, again, this is where it's become this crusade against Jews because people, and I understand, have taken issue with the fact that there's even been actions in Congress to categorize things like from the river to the sea as hate speech, right? And again, this is where it just fuels that thing of like, oh, can't say anything about the Jews, which for me is so frustrating. But I do say I disagree with abolishing this. You can't say this. You can't say that, right? Because for me, it becomes an issue of like whack-a-mole. That's why I feel like it's a dangerous, really slippery slope because it's like, okay, you can't say this, 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 this. Then suddenly what's left, right? Now you're looking really at 1984. Now you're looking really like an Iran or a Russia, right? Like if you want to have tea time with these people, with Putin, like go ahead and be my guest. But moreover, I just feel, and I've said this from the beginning, that censoring free speech, I'm not saying there's no accountability. I'm not saying it's just the Wild West free for all and there's no accountability and you can run like a lunatic saying you're going to murder all types of people with no repercussions. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is censoring or saying you can't say that. You can't think that. Do you think it's going to make these people think, feel, or say it in the shadows even less? It doesn't work. And guess what? We saw it with Nazi Germany. Because again, the Nazis were trying to hide what they were doing. And when their speech was censored, what happened? People actually started to sympathize with them, to be on their side, to think that's not fair. Why can't they say, well, I actually feel for them. They should be heard. So it doesn't work. Because you know what? It's human nature. Tell us not to do something, we're gonna wanna do it. So where these institutions have failed is having a moral, human right and wrong, the humanity, condemnation, counter speech, speaking up, and countering all of this with louder speech, stronger speech, harmonizing, unifying speech, which no one can seem to do. To me, all of this is all or nothing. Racism is racism and it's bad. Free speech is free speech and it is allowed. So you either roll with or roll out. And if you disagree with that, cancel me, baby.